Okay, we are in the Pei Zion Amud Beis, and we're beginning Perek Ha'isha Rabbah. Ha'isha Rabbah, it's called Ha'isha Rabbah, the Mefarshim say, because we have some other prakim which begin with the word Ha'isha. We have, and this is the 10th Perek Ha'isha Rabbah, and we're going to have Ha'isha Shalom, and we're going to have Ha'isha Basra, and they say it's Rabbah because it is bigger Bekamas, it is a longer Perek. And some very important sugyas, especially this very first sugya about Edis Isha. So the Mishnah says, Ha'isha shahalach baila lemdinas hayam. A woman who her husband went to Medinas Hayam, ubo va'amrula meiz bailech. They came and they said, your husband died. V'niseis, and she remarried based on this testimony. V'yachakach bo baila, and then her husband comes back. Now Rashi says over here that we mean to say that Aiden came along, it means one aid. Even though it says Bo Va'omrula, and they said, if you look at the first Rashi says Be'ed Echad, Kedidakin and Be'gemara Miseifa. So we're going to see that the Resha is referring to a single aid. So one aid came and says, your husband died, and she got married based on that testimony, and we're going to see why. Why is it that a woman is allowed to get married? That's what happened. The husband came back. The din is Tetzi Mizeh Mizeh. She has to leave both marriages. Says Rashi, Tetzi Mizeh Mizeh, Kishar Eishes Ishes Insa. We treat her, in this instance, like an Eishes Ishes Insa. Dahach Lav Anusi. She's not considered to be an Anusa. V'apogav Dehimnu Rabbanon Leid Echad Be'isha Mishumiguna. Like we're going to see in the Maskan of the Siganda Peches. Even though this is a Nemanus Dirabanan, we'll just bear in mind this Lashon of Rashi says it's the Nemanus Dirabanan when we see the Ritva. Rabbi gave the Himnu Rabbanan, La'idecha, Be'ishim, Mishimiguna, Taima, Mai, Mishim, Dehigu, Fadaika, Ad Diyada, Bekushu, Minsiva. The Gemara is going to say that the reason why we believe an Eid Echad, it's Bitsirov with the fact that when the aide comes into Bezdin, and says that your husband dies, she is going to go and check things out herself. So that's the reason why we believe the aide echa. Taimau emshim dihigu v'daika adi yada b'kushta mincva. V'ha, delay daika konsilas. It says Rashi, this woman who was not so careful, she was not so meticulous when she checked things out, is going to be a knas, and she has to leave both marriages. So again, let's think about this. She was married to Reuven, and Reuven went away overseas, and Eid Echad came along and said, your husband died, so she married Shimon. And then Reuven came back. So really, she's still married to Reuven. The Kedushin to Shimon was not Tefesh. She was still an Eishes Ish, like an Eishes Ish Zinsa. So the Mishnah says she has to divorce Reuven, and she has to leave Shimon. That is the din of the Mishnah. Tetz mizeh mizeh, v'tzricha get mizeh uzeh, and she needs to have a get from both of them. The ein la ksuba v'le peyaz l'mezinis l'blais, like we mentioned in the previous perek, at times when we give a knas, like we spoke about situations where a woman got married in a situation of shniyas, where they had all these knasas, she has no ksuba, no peyaz, no mezinis l'blais, the worn out clothing, le'al zeh v'le'al zeh, from neither one of the husbands. So she has nothing. She gets no ksuba, none of the tanai ksuba, and so on. The imnatla mizah mizah tahzir. And if she took from either one of the husbands, she has to return that which she took. Vavlad mamzer mizah mizah. And children who are born from either one are considered to be mamzer. What does that mean? Vavlad mamzer mizah mizah. Rashi says, im yolda misheni mamzer gomor. So she was married to Reuven. They told her that Reuven died. She got married to Sheni. She had a child from Shimon. So certainly the child from Shimon is a mamzer. So Rashi says, "Im yalda misheni mamzer gomor." The imshuv hirzira rishin the yaldalai. After we said that she's not allowed to marry Reuven, have you mamzer midivrayim? So it'll be a mamzer midrabanim. That is what the Mishnah says. Now, if Reuven and Shimon happen to be kahanim, neither one is allowed to be matam himself for her. Now, this is a really interesting din. The Mishnah says that neither Reuven, the original husband, nor Shimon, the second husband, have any rights in her Metzias, in her Maaser Dayim, in her Afaris Nedarim, which is interesting because they didn't do anything wrong as such. I mean, Reuven certainly didn't do anything wrong. Reuven was just the original husband. He went overseas, he went to battle, and now it turns out his wife is remarried. He didn't do anything wrong, but nevertheless, we'll see there's going to be a day which is Chelekes. We're going to see Rabbi Elazar in the Hemshech HaMishnah, but neither one is Zeich in the Metzias, Maaser Dayim, or Hafaris Nedarim. Just finished the Mishnah. Haisa Bas Yisrael. And so too, if she is a Bas Yisrael, Nifseles Mina Kahuna, she henceforth is Nifseles Mina Kahuna, Mishum Zayna. She is considered to be like an Eishitish, who is Mizana, and therefore she is Nifseles Mina Kahuna. Ubas Levi Min HaMaiser, meaning it's a Knas, Rashi says. And she's not allowed to eat mice anymore. And so too, if she was a Bas Kayin and she was entitled to eat Truma to be Nasha, so too, Mina Truma, she can no longer eat Truma. Vein Yashin Shalzev, Yashin Shalzev, Yashnes Ksubasa, which in theory shouldn't make much sense, this statement, to the extent that we just said that a woman whose husband went overseas, and the Nadiath had said, your husband died, and she married, she remarried, and the husband came back. We said that she's not entitled to a ksuba from either husband. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says Ein Yarshin Shalzeh, V'Yarshin Shalzeh, Yarshin Es Ksubasa? So the Gemara is going to ask, well, what does that mean? We just said before that she doesn't get a ksuba, so this line seemingly doesn't make sense. Now, the Mesu, Achav Shalzeh, V'Achav Shalzeh, Chalzim Lemi Admin. So if both Reuben, the original husband, and Shimon, the second husband, who wasn't really allowed to marry her, if both Reuben and Shimon die, so the brothers of Reuben and the brothers of Shimon are not allowed to do Yibam, they must only do Chalitz. So far we've mentioned the Shita of the Tanakama, we spoke about an Isha, Shalach Bailam Din Sayyam, an Eid Echad came back and said, Meiz Bailech, we're going to see, based on the Gemara, there's a special Ne'amanus in this case, which is halachically known as Eidus Isha, situations where we're mattering an Isha, Mishumiguna, and therefore we're Mekel, but the heter that we allow the woman to get married based on the Eidus of one Eid is Bitsiruf with the fact that we say Isha Daiko Minsavav. A woman will be very careful before she's quick to get married, being that she got married and she didn't check things out well enough and the husband came back, then all of these knosses apply to her, Tetzimizah Mizah, she needs a get, she has no ksuba, Paris Mizinus Blois, and so on, and all the various dinim, nifselas minakuna, minamaiser, and so on. That is all the Tanakhama. Now, Rabbi Yossi, we're going to see Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Shimon disagree on various points of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi, Eimer, Ksubasa, Al Nichsei, Baila Harishim. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says that, no, there is a Ksuba in this case. She was somewhat of a shegeges of sorts, and therefore there is a ksuba. Okay, I mean, maybe she wasn't, she was a bit lax, but she's only a shegeges. She writes, it was a mistake. So ksubas anechse bayla rishin. He disagrees on that point. Rabbi Elazar Aymer, harishin zakoy b'mitziyasa maisteh b'afaris nidareh. Why should we give a knas to the original husband who was grafted and he went overseas to battle? And then he comes back, thinking and hoping to expect his wife to still be waiting for him, and it turns out his wife is remarried. So what we're gonna give a knas to the husband and say that he doesn't get the Metzias Maaser Dayim and Afaris Nedarim Chatesa. Rabbi Elazar says he gets it. And Shimon disagrees on the Yibam and Chalitza Prat. Reb Shimon Eimer, Biyasei Chalitzasim Echav Shalbishin, Peteres Tzarasa, Melechatchila. One of the brothers of Reuven, the first husband, can do Yibam. 100% Lechatchila. They could do Yibam, they could do Chalitza, but not only Chalitza. The Ein Havlad Mimenu Mamzer. And a second point, which Reb Shimon disagrees, is if the first husband takes back his wife, we don't say the Vlad will be a mamzer. Remember, the Tanakhama said, "Tetzim mizeh mizeh, tzurich get mizeh mizeh." And the Vlad's a mamzer mizeh mizeh. We said mamzer from the second one because it's batsam a mamzer because she was still married to the first one. What does it mean that the Vlad's from the first husband's a mamzer? The Tanakhama said if the first husband takes back his wife and has another child, says Rav Shimon, no, the ain have Vlad mamzer mimeno. If the first husband takes back his wife and has a child, ain have Vlad mamzer. So we have the Tanakhama and we have Rav Yehuda, Rav Elazar, and Rav Shimon, who argue at different points within the Tanakhama. That is all the Reisha. So again, the Reisha is speaking about a case where one aid said Meis Baileich, and there's going to be a special din that we are Seimach on an aid echad. We rely on an aid echad in this particular case. That is the Reisha. Now, Im Nisei Shaloi B'Shus, but if she got married without the special Reshus of Bezdin, what does that mean? Says Rashi, about 15 lines from the bottom. Nisa shalibish is best in shaboshne edim. Shaboshne edim. Vam remez bailech. When this is me atzma, two edim came into Bezdin. They underwent Drisha and Chakira. They cleared Drisha and Chakira. Sharei lehoi setzricha leheter Bezdin. In this case, they don't need to come onto a special heter of Bezdin. Two Aiden came into Bezdin and they said, Meis Baileich. Bezdin cross-examined, they did all the drishas and chakiras, and the Avis was Niskabo, so she didn't need to come on to any type of a special heter Bezdin. So that's what it means, Shalei Bishus. We can't get confused when it says she got married without permission. It doesn't mean that what she did was halachically unjustified. On the contrary, it means she didn't need to come onto some special heter or bezdin. There's the regular din Torah of what Bishnai made in Yakum Dover. So if Nisa Shlei B'Shus, the din is Muteres Lachsalai. She is allowed to go back. Says Rashi, Da Anusahi, she is an Anusa. I mean, what do you expect the person to do? She got married. She remarried Shimon. She married a second husband to Shimon, based on the testimony of two Eidim. The Torah says, L'pishnai Eidim Yachum Dover. What do you want this poor woman to do? Wait around forever? So the Nisa Shlei B'Shus, Muteres Lachzulay. Whereas, Nisa Shlei Bezdin, Teitze. If she got married, L'pi Bezdin, through the special din of Bezdin, then Teitze, like we mentioned before. We'll have to see why the Mishnah needs to reiterate that.
So does Teitze mean
she has to leave the second husband, right? And the second husband and the first husband. So if she got married through the special heter of Bezdin with one aid, and this is all the Bezdin Teitze, but nevertheless,
Betur
Mila Karba.
But
Shalei B'Shus, she's Mutter? Shalei B'Shus means she got married with two aidim, and then she's an Anusa, she's allowed to go back to her original husband. If she was Nisus Alpi Bezdin through one aid in a special heter, then she has to leave, and that was the knas of the Mishnah, but nevertheless, she's ptura min hakarban, because at the end of the day, what she did is Rashi says, deyachid she'asa bahiraz bezdin potter. Bezdin instructed her and said that you are allowed to remarry, so she's going to be exempt from a karban. Leinisus al bezdin, if she didn't get married through bezdin, but rather through two edim, and then the husband comes back, the din is Teitze, she's going to have to leave the second husband, and she's going to have to bring a carbon, because here, when she married a second time, it wasn't based on the hayra of Bezdin. If a yachid goes over to Bezdin and says, Bezdin, what should I do? And Bezdin issue a hayra, and they say, you should do X. And the person follows the psak of Bezdin, they do X. You're potter, you don't have to bring a carbon. You are a yachid she'asa b'hayraz Bezdin, you're exempt from a carbon. But if it's loy nisus al pi Bezdin, it's just that two edim came along and said, meis baileich. So she didn't need a psak of Bezdin per se. She just needed Bezdin to facilitate the Kabbalah's edus. So it's not considered to be a yachid she'asa b'hayraz Bezdin. So then, number one, Teitze, because her husband came back. But number two, Chayev is b'karbon. She has to bring a carbon. Rashi says, Shlelvi Bezdin Elabe Eidim. Chayev is carbon, Dishageges, she's considered to be a Shageges. The Ainza, Ainesli Potim in a carbon, the Boilalim Tunei, Even here we say she should have waited a little bit. There are some difficulties in these Rashis. Rashi originally said Anusa, now he says Shageges. There's what to work through. Al Kopanim, we say that she has to bring a carpenter. She's not considered to be a Yachid She'asa B'iras Bezdin. And finally, the Mishnah says, Yafakir Bezdin She'Petrim in a carpenter. So you see that there is a strength. If the Bezdin Paskin LP one aid that she can remarry, she is Peturim in a carpenter. Haru Bezdin Linase, the Bezdin Paskin, and she can remarry. The Kilkala, when she goes and she's Mizana, she didn't actually have a Nisuin, but she was just Niskalkal, she just had Znus. Hayevis Bakarban, Shlehi Tirua, Eloli Nase. The Psak of the Bezdin was limited that she can remarry. So the Kitzer, Ma'ali Biadena, just to be Misak in the Mishnah. We have a Reishna Sefer. The Reishna is speaking about a case where she got married Al Pi Hayraz Bezdin, Pirish, with an Eidechot. And there's going to be a special Ne'amanis, which we'll have to see in the Sugya. Why? Special Ne'amanis, if a woman gets married, Al Pi an Eidechot. Nevertheless, even though she was halachically entitled to do so, if the husband comes back, all of the Knosses land on this woman. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Lazar, and Shimon disagree with various points. Whereas if she got married Shalai Bershus, Pirish, not that it was wrong what she did, not that she didn't have permission, but she didn't need the Rishus of Bezdin, because two Aiden came along and said, Meiz Bailech, and the Aedis was Niskabel, so she didn't need to come on to the Heter Bezdin. There, we will say that she is allowed to return to the original husband, and so on.
There's no mention of a time scale.
Correct.
Between, there's no mention of a time scale. I thought that was important.
So we'll have to see if there's any, the question is, there's no mention of a time scale. You know, if a woman waits for 5 years to play it really, really safe, and then she gets married, Max is asking, surely it would seem reasonable, the woman took all the reasonable precautions, and she hired a private eye, and she waited for 5 years, and her husband still didn't come back, and then she got married, and then the husband comes back, it seems strange to give her a knas in such a case. We'll have to see. Shamel. Okay. Says the Gemara, Midikani Sefer Nisa Shloi Bishus. From the fact that we said in the Sefer, 3 lines before the end of the Mishnah, Mimnisa Shloi Bishus, Midikani Sefer Nisa Shloi Bishus, Muteris Lachsaloi, she can return to the original husband. So we will explain, like we said already, Shloi Bishus means Shloi Bishus Bezdin. Abedim. She didn't need this special Rishus of Bezdin, but rather she had the Heter. Because Eidim came along and were made. Michlal de Reisha, Bishus Bezdin of Eidechad. It must be the din of Isha Shalachwal and Nizyam, Ubobam and Amez Bailech, and so on, means one Eid came along and Bezdin said, you can do so. Ube Eidechad Alma, Eidechad Neman. So, number one, says the Gemara, we can see from here that an Eidechad is Neman. But Nanami, and we have another Mishnah. We have another Mishnah. In situations where one aid came in and said Meis Bailech, and one aid told the other aid, that also works. Aid mipi aid, veish mipi ish, or one woman told another woman, veish mipi eved, mipi shivcha, and so on. Alma aid echad mam, and we're going to be very makel in allowing the woman to remarry through an Eid Echad. But Tananami, we have another Mishnah, which says, Eid Echad Eim Rachalta Chaylev. The Eid says, you ate a piece of forbidden fat. Mishnah increases. V'hu Eimer Le'achalti. He said, no, I didn't. The thing is, he's potter from bringing a carbon harvest. Taimed Amar Le'achalti. It's only because he contradicts. Ha'ishkik. But had he been quiet, then the Eid would be believed. Ha'ishkik Me'emen. So you see that the aid is believed. If you look at the first Rashi in the Gemara, Ha'ishkik Mehaman, V'loyam Ridin Chulin Lo Azara Kamaisi, we would believe the testimony of the single aid who says you ate Chulin, well, you ate Chalev, excuse me, and you have to bring a carbon chatas, and we don't say, hey, you're bringing Chulin Bazara. So once again, you see that an aid is believed. Frag the Gemara Midiraisim in Nalon. what is the source that an Eid Echad is believed for the Arises? Where do you see many Arises and Eid Echad is believed? So Gemara is going to give three suggestions. Suggestion number one is it's learnt out Mikach the Pasuk. Titania, the Pasuk says, in reference to the Karban Chatas, it says, Oy, Hoida Elav Chatasay. Or it was known to him his sin. The Pasuk says, Oy, Hoida Elav Chatasay Shechata, Vehevi, Karbanay, Siris Ezim, Tzmiman, Nekeva, Al Chatasay Shechata. So if it was known to him, we darshan, Veloy, Sheyodiyu, Hu Acherim, as opposed to it being known to him through others. He needs to be aware. He needs to be cognizant about it. Says the Braise, Yochalav Apishin Amachisha Ye Potter. I might think even if he doesn't contradict the aid, he's going to be Potter from the Karban Chatas. Tamud Leimer, Oy Hoida Elav Mikal Makam. As long as it was known to him, however it was known to him, that if the Edom come along and say you ate a piece of chaylev and he keeps quiet and he says, Taka, now that you mention it, it rings a bell. So he's going to be mechuyev. So what's the case? Hechidami. Ilei medasu trei. If the case is the tweedim came along, v'leikem akhish lehu, and he does not contradict them. So kra lamali. Why would I need a pasuk to tell me that we listen to the edim? Two edim came along and said, "Chaylev, he doesn't contradict them." It's of course elalav. The whole pasuk must be discussing had. It must be discussing one aid. And the diuk is, and the diuk is, that if he does not contradict the witness is believed. Shema mina aid echad emen. Says Rashi, important Rashi, v'chile makrish le mehemen, alma aid echad mehemen v'isse v'heter, the kamaisi chatas apumei, umis achla. Chatas is brought based on the testimony of the witness, and it is eaten. Dilei mehaman, if the aid is not believed, hecha mis achla. How could you eat it? Dil machulin ba'azareninu. Maybe it's chulin ba'azare. So it's interesting. The lashon of Rashi is mashma that the chumrah of chulin ba'azare is not so much the hava of bringing chulin ba'azare. It's the fact that if chulin ba'azare was brought, how can you eat it? How can you eat it? That's it's quite meduik in his Rashi. He says twice, the hetter the ka maisi al meedach nehem and bisav hetter the ka maisi chatas apume umis achla diloy nehem and hechi mis achla. Rashi is very much stressing the achila of the chulin ba'azara as opposed to the hava of the chulin ba'azara, which is interesting.
Why, I don't quite understand the actual drush of the pasuk. How do you know the cloud is talking about makfish, not makfish?
I think we're just trying to speak through what could this pasuk mean. On the one hand, it says it needs to be known to him, as opposed to if other people tell him about it, that's not good enough.
Is that
in the
conjugation?
I think that's a diuk. Because it says, I heard that he loved. Why does he need to say yidia? Why does Bechal need to mention? It became aware to him. What's coming to tell me is that he was aware as opposed to other people saying, even though you are blissfully unaware, we're telling you something which you have no recollection of. No, that's not good enough. So now the Gemara is speaking out. What's the case? I might think even if he doesn't disagree with them, so then it's known. If he doesn't disagree, of course he's going to be mechuyev, because that is considered to be that it was known to him. So what is the case that the pasuk is meduyik? That there will be a case that he has to bring a chatas, but there will be a case where he won't bring a chatas. Elamai must be, can't be with two edim, can't be the case of two edim that is not makhish. Elamai must be one aid. And if one aid says you ate, and he says, no, I didn't. So we say, no, it's got to be hoidei elav. He needs to know that he did it. But if one aid says he did, and he says, I didn't, that's not called a hoidei elav. But once again, it's still meduyik. It's still meduyik. We think, and the Gemara is going to challenge this in a minute, but we think that if he's not makhish, it's meduyik that he would be believed. In which case, Mamina Eidechad Neman. Says the Gemara, not so fast, to Mimai, to Mishun de Nehemen. Who's to say that the reason is because of the Nemanis of the Eid, of the Eidechad, the Mimai de Mishun de Nehemen, Dilma Mishun de Kashastik. Maybe if he just keeps quiet, Vishtika Koyda Damyo. So now that he's quiet, in essence, he is admitting to it. So Vaiter, it's considered to be a Kiyam Din, that it, of Oy Hoida Elov Chatasi, but not that you can be Medayah from here that Eidechad is necessary Nam and Bisun. Maybe the whole teeth of this is by virtue of the fact that he himself realizes that he's done something wrong. Maybe it's because of Shtika Koyda Damyo. Teder Diktani Seifa. Approved is so because it says Naseifa Amru Shnaim Chal Techeilev Omer Lo Yechalti. Potter. Two of them say you ate. Chaylev and he contradicts. He's Potter. Rabbi Meir is Machayev. Amru Rabbi Meir Kal Vachomer that he's Machayev. Uma Im Heviyu Shnaim Adi Misa Amura. If two of them are able to be Machayev someone Misa, which is very Chomer. Lo yiviyeyu adi carbon a cow, surely they should be able to be mechayev makarbon, which is much more cow than misa. So if they testify that he ate bemezid and we gave you hasra and you still and you did avodah zarah, whatever the case is, mechal Shabbos, and they're able to be mechayev misa, surely they should be able to be mechayev him a carbon. Amruloid, to which the rabbanan disagree. Amrulay, no, ma'im yirtzalemer nezid aisi. The reason why that the logic is flawed is because in this particular case, even if two of them say you ate chaylev, he could say you're right, I ate the chaylev, but I ate it b'mezid. Rashi says, ma'im yirtzalemer nezid aisi. I raise a naman lifter atzmi mikarban. The ein edim. What did he do? Ne'amonim la'akhishi b'ha. They don't know what's going through his mind. Hilkachi omer nami la'yachalti ne'amon. So just like he could have said that I ate it b'mezid, so migu that he could have said I ate it b'mezid, he's believed to say I didn't eat it at all. And like the Rishonim say, you can't ask any other misa matzmi rasha, how would he be believed to say I ate it b'mezid? So then that the Rishonim say, I think it's really Gemara, that's not considered to be Mesa Matzmei Rasha. He does not want to bring Chulin Bazar. He knows that he ate Bemezid. He knows it's going to be Chulin Bazar. He knows it's not Mechayev the carbon. Says Rashi, Ubede Fligu Baha, from the fact that they argue in this case, Mechal de Reisha, Eidechad Umra Chalta, Nadiag Mina, Ha'ishtik Chayev, Divrakoli. I mean, there wouldn't be a Machlekes between them. When is there a Machlekes, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, only by two? But it's mashma, in a case of one, then everyone would agree that it is mikoyach, the edus of the aid. And there wouldn't be any machlokes in such a case. So, once again, the Gemara appears as the kasha, reisha, my time to come chayvi. So reisha, my time to come chayvi, rabbanin. So, in the reisha, what's the reason why? The rabbanin are mechayiv him when he's quiet. If the reason why is because he's believed, so by two, even though two of them are usually believed, and nevertheless, in this case, they're not believed. Again, ilim mishum de mehemen. No, that's not so poshut. Treba alma avol gav de kamak tishlu inumem niva kapachlu pachlu rabbanin elalam mishum de ishtik v'shtika koyd adamya. So you don't have a raya. It's because of the nemonis that the eidechad is believed. Maybe it's only because of shtika koyd, because two are usually believed, and nevertheless, when two people say chaylev and he contradicts, so then the two are not believed. So it must be that in the ratio, the reason why we see that the one is believed is not because of the ne'amanis per se of the single aid, but it's only because of the shtika kahida of the fellow at the time. So you still don't have a raya from here that Eidech Nezneh and Bisurin. It could still be because of the shtika kahida in this particular case. So that is... That was the first attempt, which we don't have a raya from. Says the Gemara, Elasvari. So I'll tell you what is the source of Eidachod Nehem and Visur of Eidachod Elasvari. You have a piece of meat, and you're not sure if it's kosher or treif. And an eidechad comes along and says, I'm telling you, it's kosher. It's permitted fat. It's shuman. The mehemen. So that is going to be the source that an eidechad is believed. If you look at the Rashi, two lines down, Va'amr Borili the Shumanu the Behemon. Va'avadai Bshitulun the Samchinan Alei calls Manshoi Nechshat. Says Rashi, how could you know that if an Eidach comes and says this piece of meat is kosher? Says Rashi, it's a Dover Poshet that we rely on him, as long as the guy's got a Cheskas Kashrus. The Ilav Hachi, Ein Lecha Adam Eichel Mishal Chaveiroi, the Ein Lecha Adam Semech Al Bnei Beisai. Fellow comes home, his wife puts down some supper on the table, and he says to his wife, how do I know this is kosher? She says, what do you mean? I went to the shop. He says, how can I trust you? You're only an Eidechad. And so Rashi says, it would be an impossibility to live. You wouldn't be able to go over to your friend's house for a meal. You wouldn't even be able to eat at home. That is Shitas Rashi. Take this Yeshanim over here. Quotes Rashi. The tema, Uma lanu bezeh hadavar, yizahir b'mashu yoichal. Fragmentizes Yishana, what type of reason is this? Be careful what you eat. By the time it's going to be difficult to eat at someone's house. So, mitzad that, I would say be careful what you eat. Elamai v'nirali d'nafkalan d'mehemen minido, d'chsiv v'safra la la'atzma. And the Ne'emanis is based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, v'safra la, that if you have a woman who is a Zava, and she needs to count Shiv and Akim, so we rely on her, that she's believed. Taisa says also over here, 5-6 lines down the wide lines, Barley the Shuman the Mehemen, Yej Mefashim the Kamina Minida, Dharma Vamadev, Safrala La Atzma, and so on. Frak Taisa the Im Toimar, Im Kein, Afiru Ischazik Yisurinami. Well, the woman, she was the Cheskas Zava, she's a Royadam. So why don't we bring a proof, even in the case of Ischazik Yisura, that an Eidechad is believed? There's no Ischazik Yisura that she's going to see forever. Meaning the Nidus is going to stop. Still a very interesting thing for Tesis to say, because the Isser is Ischazik. She doesn't go to the mikveh for the next 80 years, the Nidus remains forever. Right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in the beginning of the Hilchos Nidah and Kufei Gimel. You know, if a woman doesn't go to the mikveh, she remains in Nidah forever. You know, if you have a couple who were not from, and I had this once, a woman, she wanted to remarry, she was in her 60s, and I said, okay, you have to go to the mikveh beforehand. And she said, well, I didn't do that the first time I got married. So I said, well, you know, if you want to remarry, that's what you have to do. And Baruch Hashem, you've saved this couple from Issanidis for the rest of their lives. She's post-menopause. She's not going to see anymore. But she remains in Nidus forever. But nevertheless, Thesis understands, and obviously needs work to be Magder. Thesis says that the Issa is not considered to be his chazik insofar as it's not going to remain forever. Al-Kavanim. So what have we said? We've said suggestion number two is, what is the source that Eidechad is Ne'eman is from a person being made on a piece of meat. According to Rashi and some other Rishonim, it's a Svara. It is a Svara that otherwise a person wouldn't be able to eat at someone's house. According to other Rishonim, we learn out from Nida from the Safra law. Parenthetically, just a Ha'ara, maybe it's not a Kasha. I never understood why the Rishonim always bring from the Safra law, from Nidus. The first time the concept of Sfira in Shivanakim appears is by Zav, where it says V'safra lai. He counts 7 days. There's also a Musik of Shivanakim for Zav. You know, we always assume Shivanakim is only by a woman. Nowadays, it's only for a woman. They treat themselves like a Zava. But, you know, Midya Raisa, the Din of Shivanakim applies to a Zav equally as it does to a Zava, And that parasha appears before the Safala. So, but I'm wondering why they, unless it's like a bigger chiddush, because she's an Isha, and usually a woman's not believed, you know, because she's an Isha. But in theory, couldn't you bring a Rai of Eid Echad from the Safar law? And maybe Ein Hanami, it's just a bigger chiddush, but it's a woman. I don't know, just the Maimon Musga.
Rashi's approach is much more Mazidic than the Gemara.
Svara. The Lashon Svara.
The Gemara, and then it brings the case of Khatifa of.
Well, I guess they're saying, I mean, it's Maduk like Rashi when it says Svara, and Rashi's saying a Svara.
Yeah, and then it gives the example, Midi Dehaba Khatita. Give me the case that you're saying is the
right, right, in Hanami. I mean, according to Tesis of Hezishanim, why don't they say Midi Dehavi Yazova, Midi Dehavi Yazova, and so on? It's almost like the Ikris Chasim, in Hanami. That's a Gasha. There's another very interesting Kasha, the Pnei Yeshu in Gittin and Davez and Mabez asks, and that is, we know that the sheet of the Rambam is, Sofik Diraisa, Lakula, Midiraisa, Chomer Midirabbanan. Sheet of the Rambam is, Midiraisa, Sofik, you go Lakula. Yeah? So, asks the Pnei Yeshua, he says that, Maduat Sarich Minatera Lenemanusi Shil Aid Ba'ithin Shish Safik. Hare Matera Yeshla Hakel. Why would we ever need, and again, according to Tesis and Tesis Yeshonim, we say, you know, what's the, how do we know in the case of Chatiha Safik Shil Shuman, you know, we have to learn out from a Pasuk and so on, from the Safra law. Why would you ever need to come onto the Pasuk in this case of Safik Dirais Lakula? You know, Midiraisa, you wouldn't need anything. You wouldn't mean anything. It's takamutter. You wouldn't need to learn out from the Safra law. I mean, unless the Gemara, I mean, you wouldn't need to learn out from the Safra. It's mutter. I mean, it's mutter. You can eat this.
Maybe there's Epshel Avara.
What's that?
If it's a Safra that no one can know, it's the more effective. If you can find out what it is, then try and find out. Ask the woman. After the guy who gave you this piece of meat, was
right, but Lamaisa Midiraisa, again, so Epshalavara, whether or not it's a din that you are even a chazaka, which is Epshalavara, if you have to be in Mavarin, you can't be Simach and Raven Chazaka. Certainly, many Achronim say, and the Pashtas is in the Achronim, I believe, it's a din Rabban. Now, that you have to be Mavarin, you have to be Mavarin, it's a Chumra din Rabban, that you should be Mavarin. It's Epshalavarin, but Midiraisa, you know, you don't have to be Mavarin. You don't have to be Mavarin. But then that's the Neshir's Kasha on the Rambam. Al Kaponim, good. So he said, says Grammy Dami, Hasam over there lays Chazagi Surah is a piece of meat. I don't know if it's kosher treif. I come home for supper, my wife says, eat the piece of schnitzel. Okay? I don't know if it's kosher treif. There's no is Chazagi Surah. But in our case, Hacha is Chazagi Surah Dejiz Ish. This woman, up until now, was Becheskas Ejizish, the Ein Dabar Shebe'erva Pachas Mishnayim. And there's no, being this is a case of Dabar Shebe'erva, there's a requirement of two witnesses. And Midrash says in Gittin, you can't matter Dabar Shebe'erva Pachas Mishnayim, we learn that Gzer Shava Dabar Dabar Mimomen, Kimatz Be'erva's Dabar, Al Pishnayim Edom Yakum Dabar. So how could we rely on one aid? And it's a question in the Rishonim, is this two kashas? One kasha, number one, is this Chazak Yisura, number two, Ein Davar Shebe'erva Pachas Mishnayim. And if so, Holy Damya, our case would only be analogous to Ela Lechaticha Devade Chelev. I have a piece which we know is treif. We know it's treif. But also Eid Echad V'amabar Lidishuman Hava. And the Pia the Eid says, oh no, this is kosher. Tolei Lehem, and of course he wouldn't be believed in such a case. If we know for a fact that straight, even 100 come and may that it's kosher, they wouldn't be believed to say that it's vaday kosher now. In our case, if two Edom would come and be made that the fellow died, so being that this is a case which lends itself to the Edos of two Edom, which would matter her and take her out of her original massive. If so, mehemni hadami lehemni. So maybe one can also be believed. Midavi yatevel hektish kenomis, similar to cases like tevel and hektish and kenomis. Rashi says, what do you mean to say? the avogav dis chazig isura. Samchin and alei. This is becheskes tevel. Nevertheless, we rely on one. This is becheskes hekdesh, and so we rely on one. So maybe we can still learn from here. So Gemara says, one second. Hi tevel, hechitam. What's the case of tevel? Edi day, if the tevel belongs to Reuven. So I'll tell you why in Eidech it is believed, Mishum de Biyadu L'Sakne. He has the ability to fix it. He can be mafresh. Elad Acher belongs to someone else. It's Reuven's Tevel, and Shimon wants to do something, and Shimon wants to be made. Mike Saver, Ik Saver, Tehirim Yishalei Al Shul Chavir, Enetzach Das Bailim. If Shimon is able to fix Reuven's Tevel without his knowledge, so I'll tell you, Vaiter Mishum de Biyadu L'Sakne. The reason why he's believed is because it's biyadei. There's always a strength in your ne'amanus if you yourself have the ability to deal and fix the situation personally. So mishum de biyadei l'sakne. And ikasavr tzarech das bailim. And if you say that no, Shimon cannot be mafresh the tevel of Reuven. Ikasavr tzarech das bailim. Ve'omer ano yodana bei demiskin. And the guy says, "Oh, I know that it's mesukin." So he goes to minalan. So that mechatesa. I mean, that will throw that into the question, throw that into the suffix. How do you know in that case when it's not biyadei that you're believed? It's just chazik isura. It's not biyadei how you believe. And so too, hekdesh nami. What's the case? E the kedushas damim. So I'll tell you the reason why you believe, even though it's just chazik isura, mishum the biyadei levdesik, because you yourself could redeem it. E kedushas aguf. So, easy day, if it's yours, mishum debiyadei lechuli alei. Hekdesh came about through a nether, through hafla, you can be shoyel. Ida acher, if it's someone else, v'ami yadana bei de itchel, mori alei, and I know that the owner was shoyel, and therefore this is no longer hekdesh, no, mechdesa. He guv minavan. After all, it was ischazik yisura, it's not biyadei, mechdesa, you're believed. And so too, kainam asnami, a case of kainam, of nether. If you say that a person is male, if a person makes a piece of meat, he asks it with a nether on the ganze welt, and and it's got the halachic status of kedushas damim, so I will say mishum debiyadei levdesik. And ikzav ein mila bekinamis ve'iser ba'almahu derachav alei akasvei, and there's just an iser on the bailim. So ididei mishum to be adele truly ale, because you can be shoyel. Ella de acher, but am I know yadana de itchel mari ale? Someone else says, oh, I know that the master was shoyel, and therefore this piece of bread is now permitted. He grew from inolan. Mechateis that you're believed. Again, it's chazik isura. It's not biyadei. Why you believed? So this second attempt of elasvari midav yechatiches avi shalchias avi shalshuman is also refuted. Says the Gemara. Ella, they get added. Ella, Rav Zeirin. This is the maskana. This is the maskana. Why, if an Eidah comes in the Bezdin and says, "Meiz Bailech, your husband died," why is the Eid believed? Ella, Rav Zeirin. Because of all of the chumras that were machmir on this woman, in the event that her husband comes back, like we said. And the lads of Mamzer and all the din in which we said. So because of all of those humras, we were makel on her, and we were therefore allowed her to get married based on the testimony of 1 8. I just say one more line. Frag the Gemara, Lelechmar Vleleko. Let's not be so machmer, but let's not be so makel. Let's not allow her to get married based on the testimony of 1 8. Mishumi guna akilu ba rabbanan, because we would like to avoid a matzev where a woman remains in aguna for the rest of her life. Therefore, the rabbanan chose to be makel. They had to offset that kula with loads of humras and consequences in the event that she doesn't do her due diligence. But that's the reason why we were make. Let's take a look at a couple of Rashi's over here. Rashi says, Therefore, she will not check unless she has investigated thoroughly. So we take if we stop at this stage, we ask ourselves, what in the world is going on over here? You have a woman who is married with chuppah and kedushin, with two eidim. One eid comes into Beis Din and says, your husband died in battle. I saw him. Beis Din say, you know what? We believe you. We tell the woman, you're allowed to get married, but obviously it's kedai to check things out. How does that work? At the end of the day, I mean, what is this nemanis derabanan? Like, how does this work? So if you look at this, at the bottom of the page. The less lan lameima nan sahadi the daika minsiva. The neman eidech bekach minatera. Meaning, maybe you'll say, oh, this is like an anan sahadi. Meaning, what's going to happen in this case? We're so convinced that she's going to check things out so thoroughly that in the event that she would remarry, it's mamish like an anan sahadi that the guy died. So he says, we can't say that. Tosis seems to understand. We'll see in a minute there in the Ritva why you might say that. We'll see. He's coming lafuki from what the Ritva says. We'll see. Ella mitakanis chachamim hu deneman. Frak Tosis takanis chachamim. Then you're being eikar davar min atera. The ein zakir is davar min atera. Kevin shadeima hadavar hagun lahamin. We're going to have a very, very important thesis coming up, where thesis speaks about what is Chazal's ability when it comes to Akira's Davar Min HaTorah. What can they do, what can they not do? Thesis says, this is not considered to be an Akira's Davar Min HaTorah, meaning when they felt justified, they were okay to do this. And we'll have to kind of see exactly what this means. Some Rishonim say, you know what the Pshat is? Very simple. Very simple. We've got lots of tricks up our sleeve. Called the Mekadosh HaTaita, the Rabbanim Mekadosh, Mafkin Rabban LeKedusha Mineya. We've got all different types of halachic mechanisms at our disposal, which we can use to uproot the Kedushin if we so choose. And therefore, the Pshat is Midin called the Mekadesh of Kin Rabban LeKedushin Mineya. The Ritva quotes this Deya, and he says like this. He says this is a Tema. I mean, this is a Tema Gedela. The Tema Mil Sehich Sam Kin Rabban LaHatim Beze Is Eish Zish Chomer Sheinim and Atera. The pachas mishnayim can't matter with less than two, and so on. Ula kamon, the bezin masnu lakad of minatera heichle heavy raimizu. Let's bring a raya from here, and we bring a raya from other cases which were teicha, and so on. The yesh mafarshim. He quotes the yesh mafarshim, Rashi and Shabbos, that dafkinu rabban lekedusha minei v'leiru mechover l'rabbeinu. Says the Ritva, it's not mechover l'rabbeinu, which I think many say means the Ra'ah, and the footnote he says that the Rabbeinu often means Rashi, and it's not Rashi, but I think many times when the Ritva says Rabbeinu, it's the Ra'ah. But Al-Gabbanim says the Ritva, V'lei mechuvel Rabbeinu, why Din Kain, similar to what Shimon was asking before, Din Kain, have you learned lat kerua hacha? Could the matkri behold doctor, the mafkin Rabbeinu, kedusha minei? That's the reason why the Gamashu said, you know why we're going to do it? Call the Mekadosh, and die to the Rabbeinu, Mekadosh, mafkin Rabbeinu, kedusha minei. Why didn't we say that? So says the Ritva, a fascinating answer. This is maybe what Tesis is coming off. Okay. He says like this, V'yesh loymar. I'm just going to read the Ritva and then we'll mention a Lashon of the Chazirish. V'yesh loymar, Dekim luhu l'rabbonim, the milsa davidi l'gluya, son of which is going to become known. Shechmar toleh b'seifa kolkach. I mean, again, the full brunt of the law is gonna fall on this woman like a ton of bricks. Vadei kushta kamasit. Clearly, what's happening over here is the aid is definitely testifying in truth. V'chidaiko minseva bedin minseva. kind of bitsiruf with when she goes and checks things out. Va'anan sahadi b'milsa. This means, this is what Tosafos was saying. Va'anan sahadi b'milsa. U'pirsum kozeh. Something which is so well known. Nechshav b'chol makam ke'edus gemura. Va'filu midiraisa. Va'kosav masrei l'chachamim lodas. Eizeu davar meforistim shenika divrei emes shechashav ke'edus. What is considered to be, in the eyes of Chazal, something which is clearly considered to be irrefutable truth? So something where we know that the stakes are so high, the consequences are so grave, so staggering, and there's an aid and she's going to check it out, the Chachamim can say, this is an announcement. We're all witnesses to the fact that he died. I wouldn't see it. We are witnesses to the fact that he did it. V'zeh kafta v'ferach, says the Ritva, this is it. This is the pshat. Says the Chazanish in Eben Ezra Simcha Beis of Katan Gimel. He says, "Dimitchila nasna teir al das chachamim." We're holding Erev Shavuos, right? Torah was given al daitim shel chachamim. That's the lashon of the Ramban and the Ran in Drashas. Dimitchila nasna teir al das chachamim lachria man nikri yidio. The aid lahatra ishish. What is considered to be a idea? The Chachamim yikbu'u b'zechukim kvuim l'chol Yisrael l'chol b'nei Yiram. And based on this, they can choose and decide what is considered to be what dinim can we do based on this. The chol shli kvu'u bezdin le nikri edim zula shnei edim sh'amra ter b'feirish. Unless they said, now this is absolutely compelling evidence. If you don't have that level in Hanami, you need two edim. Aval kishiyashlu bezdin v'iskimu al meifis mihameifsim shiyachashik ke'edim harei zeh rotzui lefnei hamokim al piyatera. This is rotzui lefnei hamokim al piyatera, and therefore they are believed. So that is the way the Chazanish explains this ritual. So what do we have?
But the edus depends very much upon
the subsequent investigation.
That individual, and that correct. Individual who says,
correct.
The venue who gives aid, that individual, it's not entirely dependent.
It's the two together. It seems to be the two together.
Yeah.
You're right, because let's say the aid is a dubious character, and let's say the woman also is a bit of a cow. She's not going to check things out properly. Mm. Yeah? The Al-Gabonim, Nimsein Lamedim, we have Tesis who says that even though it appears to be an Akiris Davman Atera, if they have a smach to do so, Mishkeferach, we have Rashi and Shabbos who says, call them Kaddish, and we have the Ritva who says, this is an Edis Diraisa. Those are the three basic Malchum.
The Torah hasn't actually answered what the source that you have.
Correct.
Global question.
Correct.
Now the answer is why they were
made
by.
So we've given a source for Eda Achad in the case of Safik, Chalev Safik, Shuman. We just said our case is not analogous to that case. We have a source, either, and that remains Lamaskana, Rashi, or Safrala, right?
So the Gemara is Maskana, Eda Achad is never Bishuman only where Eda Achad is
Safik. That's the Maskana. Yeah. Chira, or Biyadi. Or if it's Ishazik, right. But it's Biyadi.
In the case of the Zobah, there isn't anyone else to give Aedus. So I've always understood that the individual, the lady, is believed because who else is that?
Okay, but we still need somehow, maybe we should have two other women going there and looking at her batika cloths every day. We don't require that. Okay, let's take a couple more minutes. Now we said teitzim yizem yizem. In the ratio of the Mishnah, which you got married up to one aid, teitzim yizem yizem. Amar Rav, leishonu ella shenisas be'ed echad. So again, one aid comes to the bezin and says your husband dies, and the fella comes back. So we say teitzim yizem yizem. Aval nisas al bishnei edim, but if she got married al bishnei edim, like the say for the Mishnah, loy seitzei. Rashi says, she can stay married to the second guy. So the Gemara says, in Eretz Yisrael, they mocked this psak of Rav. The husband has come back. The guy you claimed is dead is here in front of us. And he is the original husband. And therefore you see the second marriage was worthless. And you're telling me that she can stay married to the second husband? What are you saying? Says the Gemara, we don't necessarily know that this guy is in fact the original husband. He doesn't look exactly the same way as the original husband, the way we remember him. Who's to say this is the husband? The guy, he looks different. Says the Gemara, it's Rechot. To also betray the Omri, Anan Havin Abadei Mechinafik Vanashta. We were with the guy the whole time up until now, and we recognize that this is the guy. The Atzinu the Leyadisu, and you just don't recognize him anymore. So you are the ones who don't recognize him. We do recognize him. So Pirush was saying like this: if she got married with one aid says your husband died, and then the husband comes back, and we say that, even though we don't recognize this guy necessarily, we're not so sure who he is, doesn't necessarily look like the husband that we remember, the two of them said, oh, this is the guy, this is the Harug, this is your husband. We don't recognize him anymore. But she only got married with one aid in the first place, Teitze. When did Rav say, Le Teitze, if she got married based on two aid, and we don't recognize this guy? Either there's two witnesses who say it, okay, very nice, but we don't recognize him. And she got married with two Edim. So there's two mitigating factors over here. Two Edim said Meis Bailech. That's Rav, that was the original statement of Rav. So the case is, she got married with two Edim. The guy comes back and says, I'm home. I'm your husband, I'm home. We say, we don't recognize you. Two of them say, oh yeah, we recognize him. He's your man. We're with him the whole time. So here Rav says, being that she got married based on two Adim initially, and we also don't recognize this guy, so even though there are two witnesses who say that it is, Sak Rav Le Seitse. That's when Rav said Le Seitse. If she only got married with one aid, even though we don't recognize him, because two Adim say this is your husband, we will say Teitse. But if she originally got remarried because two Edim said your husband died, and we don't recognize this guy, the fact that two Edim say is your husband, no, that is not enough to say Teitze. To which the Gemara is very bothered. How can you say that? Save, trade, betray, Ninu. It's still two Edim who said this is your husband. Two Edim said he died, and two Edim say he didn't die. So it's still a Suffolk Diaraisa. And how could this second guy stay married to her? Habala, ba'ashim talui koi. Anyone who's with her now is going to have to bring an ashim. How can you possibly say the second guy can stay married? Amra sheishis will make a new kimta. In Rav, kigain shenisis le'echad mi eideha. So the aid is clear. The original aid, Levin Yehuda, with the aidim who came into Bezin and said, Reuben died. So one of those witnesses, Levi, was one of the ones who married her, and therefore he will not need to bring an Oshim Toloi, says Rashi. I'm sorry, let's just see one more line. So the aid is not going to bring an Oshim Toloi, because he is absolutely certain that he died. Frag the Gemara, maybe he is certain, but the woman herself doesn't know. Two witnesses said your husband died. Two witnesses says your husband didn't die. What's her heptah to be with the new husband? Says the Gemara, but Emer is Borili. She says, I'm certain. Sakrashi kigen aide simanim. V'ashim toli enu ba el al mi shalibi nekfai. One only has to bring an ashim toli if you yourself are uncertain. But here the Aiden are certain. The aid is a bari. She is also a bari based on various simanim. So in that case, In that case, we would say that leitetsi. So what have we said, Lamaskada? Rav came along and said, the din of the mission which says, if she married a second husband, teitse, is only if she remarried in one eid. If she got married with two eidim, leitetsi. In fact, the b'nei marava, the guy's back. Bahari Baraglov, the guy's here. What difference does it make if it's one eid or two eidim or a thousand eidim? The guy is here. Says, well, no, we don't recognize him. He doesn't look like the original husband as far as we're concerned. Two eidim say, we were with him and this is the same guy. Ah, he looks different. It's the same guy. So here we say, if she got married only with one eid, now when these two eidim come and say that this is the husband, we will rely on those two eidim even though we don't recognize him. If she got married originally with two eidim, then we'll say, leitetsi. Because Lamais is two eidim and we don't recognize him. We're not going to say Muhammad two eidim. I, it's Trey Utrey. Teretz is, who is the second husband who's marrying her? One of the eidim. So he is, doesn't have a suffix, and she also doesn't have a suffix because she says Barili. Says the Gemara, we'll just do another line or two. Says the Gemara, Yachi, if so, that she says that he is one of the eidim and she's saying Barili, Maile Meimra. So what's the Chiddush? It should be Poshet. That they can stay married. Because after all, even the most machmir shittas tanoim would concede in this case. Even Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi only said they have, she has to leave the marriage if the case was, if Adam first came along and said, your husband's still alive, and she disregarded the Adas. Avol Nises, but if she first got married, he never said she has to leave the marriage. Tanya, she doesn't have to leave the marriage. She does. However, when did he say that? He qualifies. When did I say teitzei? It's only if Adam first came and then she got married. She didn't listen to the Adam. Avol Nises, but if she first got married, bo Adam, in which case, what would the Chiddush of Rav be if this woman first got married and then, based on two Adam, and then Adam came, even Rav Menachem Rabbi Yossi would say Leitetze. So the Gemara says, you're right, Kikam Rav Nami Bizman Shabo Adim Beachyach Nisa Islafukim Adim Rahm Rabbi Yossi. So it must be that when did Rav say what he said? In a case where first the Adim came and said, your husband is still alive, Bizman Shabo Adim Beachyach Nisa, and then she subsequently got married, and Rav's Shita is Lafuki Midir Nahum Rabbi Yossi. In Hanami? It's like Rav Nachman Rabbi Yossi. So historically what happened is, Adam said, your husband is still alive. We didn't recognize this husband. No one recognizes this guy other than these two Adam. And she got remarried based on two Adam who said, your husband died. In that case, Rav would say, even though originally Adam came along and said, your husband's alive, but being there's two other Adam who said, your husband is dead, and we don't recognize him, then that is when Rav said what he said. That is answer number one. He could amrei time at the nisus achikach bo eidim ein hachanami guf. The Rav is saying exactly in accordance with Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi, the reason why she can stay married is because it was nises achikach bo eidim avo bo eidim achikach nisus teitzei, exactly like Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi. And Rav is saying exactly like Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi. Motem Rava minayin shim lirotza dapnei. How do I know that if a kohen does not want to act as per kedushas kohenah requires, or the marshal gabi dini tuma, or bang nashim psulais, that we force him physically, we hit him? Tavad leimer vikidashti. The pasuk says vikidashti, which vidash means bal karcha. You will be the kaddishim, even against his will. What's the case that I need a pasuk? Rashi learns hechidam means the avade beisim aforisim afilu beisim safik leitzach kra the avade kafinim le. Clearly, if the kohen marries a grusha, I don't need the pasuk of ikidashte. Of course, we would be mazher and mafreshim from iser. So, what's the case that I need the pasuk? What's the case? If the case is that she didn't marry one of her Edim, and she didn't say Barili, so it's a davar pashut. That would be considered to be an esim aforesim. El alav denises la'echad meideha must be that she's marrying one of her Edim. And therefore, if it's not such an ism before a sim, there's certainly it's sad to say she should be believed, v'kamra barili, and still uktani dafne. And still we say, dafne, that we force him. Alma mafkinen lamine. So you see that we will force them to separate in such a situation, which is not like Rav. If you take a look at Rav Yochanan Kevitz Aris in Simon Chof Aleph, Sif Yud Zayin, he explains this Gemara very nicely. And he says like this. He says, "Ubir hadvarim da amiras barili leimahani rak legabi atzma." When a person says barili, it only helps klape you yourself. Avalachol ha'olam he stavegeishes ish. Vabale chayev ashim tali. You're saying you're bari, but klape the welt, it's a suffix with an ashim tali. In kain lama leyishayvu bezin lafrishim is a suffix. Why, insofar as we don't know, why don't we say we don't know, we're going to be mafresh you, to habezdin einen maminen laklal. Ela tamu, what's the reason? Mishum, tachiyav lafrishahu betoilada mi'isura al atzma. Meaning, the steps are, if she has an isur on her, we need to ensure that she's not going to be nechshal. The kevin dal atzma hine emenes, but klapi her herself, she's believed, mamela ein chayav nafrisha. Therefore, we don't have to be mafrisha either. Aval hashtu dechsev vikidashtoi, goli kra da chiev al bezin lafrish misuri kahuna hu chiev mitzad atzmai. There's a separate standalone obligation for us to be mafresh mitzad atzmai v'loy b'teilad mi'isa koyen. Nothing to do with whether or not klapi the koyen there is an iser. U'kishneisa koyen isha sur l'kuhuna k'meishu over iser amyuchad layach anami even bezdin v'aseid v'kidashtei. B'shemachi after ne'menes l'gabi atzmai m'komach l'gabi bezdin ein ne'menes. And so on. So that is the Gemara's Kasha. I mean, it says in Vikidashta that there's a bezundur din, that we have to be mafresh, nothing to do with whether or not you're believed, clap yourself. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. And that the Gemara says, Issa Kahuna Shaini. That is a special din by Kahuna. Isser Kahuna Shaini. That is a different din, Issa Kahuna Shaini. So that is one, that's one answer. My Daphne, what's Daphne the Braisa? Daphne be'edim, it doesn't mean that we hit him when we force him. And she says, if you look directly across, Daphne be'edim, bezdim muzharim litroyach achra edim, lahakhish is a rishenim, hamatir meisakari lakadish is a koin, shalay yisena, we need to do our due diligence and investigate. But in a hanani, mishanis is leitetsin, there was not a kashim rav. Yibayseima, kushavo edim, yachagach misis. What is the case? And she says, "La'ilam denises." She got married. Okay, again, the bo'edim, the achakach nises. When do we force in a case where edim came first, and then afterwards she was nises? From Nachum Rabbi Yosi. So that is all a way to be miyashiv rav. Rav Ashi Omar, ma'ali seitzi dekama rav. What did Rav mean when he said Rav? When Rav said b'shnei edim leisaitzi, ma'ali seitzi dekama rav leisaitzi mei teira harishon. It means that if two edim came into Bezdin and said you're allowed to get married, you're allowed to get married. You are now in a matziv where you are allowed to get married. We're not speaking about when you got married to a second husband. That's what Rashi said at the beginning. Kosal kadaitach. Rashi said, it means don't leave from your state, your halachic state of heter. That's what it means. Rav already said that once. I mean, he said it based on the Mishnah. This man, Nisa Shleibishus. She got married, Shleibishus, meaning with two Edim. Muteres Lachzalai. She's allowed now to go back to the original husband because she was permitted to remarry, and therefore she's allowed to go back to her original husband. We pass him like this in the Mishnah. So why would Rav need to say again Leisitzi from her original heter, and therefore she would certainly be allowed to go back to her original husband. Says, well, you're right. You didn't say it two times. Chod michal chav, chaver to itzmar. One really is inferred from the other. Enochanami. Okay, we will stop here.